Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Inner Peace to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really, really glad you're here. And this week, I want to share one of the most important things I have ever learned on my quest for inner peace. Before I get to it, though, I would like to invite you, if you're interested and you like reading self-help books as much as I do, come join our book club. I've got a free book club. We meet once a month. We read nonfiction and, you know, generally in the self-help genre. And it's really, really fun. It's an hour. It's easy. It's like part book club, part support group. So love to have you if you're interested. We have a great book for April and we pick a great book every month or every other month. So it's a lot of fun. You don't even have to read the book. You can just come and chat. So something to think about if you're interested. The link will be there in the show notes if you'd like to join. We'd love to have you. But back to the episode. So one of the most important things I have ever learned on my quest for inner peace comes from a self-help book, as I've learned many lessons from the many, many books I've read. But this one really is kind of like the king or queen of mindset shifting when it comes to cultivating a more peaceful reality for ourselves. And this comes from the book by Richard Carlson called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. I've read this book so many times. I've given it as a gift so many times. It is a gem of a book if you've not read it and want just like a quick boost. It's very short chapters and wonderful, powerful lessons. And this one is my favorite. It's called Repeat to Yourself, Life Isn't an Emergency. Life isn't an emergency. That for me was like a groundbreaking concept. Because so often, especially as a high achiever, striver type, you know, things can feel like an emergency. You've got a ton of stuff to do. You've got responsibilities. You've got goals you want to achieve. And you're in a rush. And it's all very, very important with capital V, capital V. And the reality is life isn't an emergency. You know, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be pleasant and interesting and, you know, delightful and, yes, challenging and, you know, at times sad, but it's not an emergency. And by making this shift, we can really start to let in some of that peace. Here's what he says in the book. The first step in becoming a more peaceful person is to have the humility to admit that in most cases, you're creating your own emergencies. Life will usually go on if things don't go according to plan. And this for me was very powerful as a super driven type. And I just wanted to share it with you because it's been such an important shift. If we can remember that life isn't an emergency and it's like, it's okay. A lot of times it's like, okay, if you are a little late or if you just don't get an A on something or if there's so many, if your house isn't perfectly clean, if your body isn't perfectly photo ready, if your hair is out of place, it's okay. It is not worth disturbing your internal calm for this manufactured emergency. Now, obviously, there are real emergencies. If there is a medical emergency, that's real and you need to call 911. And, you know, if someone is in need and is in need of urgent help or urgent care, that's a real emergency. But so often, I know I have made big dramatic emergencies out of like ordinary stuff where if I would have just had a different perspective, it wouldn't have been any kind of stress-worthy disaster. It would have just been whatever. So I love this lesson. I have shared this lesson with clients. It's very easy to feel like things are an emergency when you want to do well. I mean, it's not coming from a bad place. It's coming from a good place, right? Like I want to be pro. I want to be awesome. I want to do excellent work. I want to show up for all the people who are counting on me. But doing that and elevating the issues in our life to emergency status, like, it has to happen. There's a line there. And when we remember that we are fallible and so is everybody else, and that things won't always go our way and life will continue to go on, I just think that's so powerful. And this lesson is connected to another lesson in here that I wanted to share. And that is the second chapter in this book. And it says, make peace with imperfection. And I find this and the emergency idea connected because so often we have such high standards. Oh man, do we need to do the best? And yes, that's wonderful. And we should always do our best, you know, when it's possible. But sometimes our best is going to fall short of perfect. Actually, probably most times, because what is actually perfect? And having these ultra high standards of perfection, I think sets us up for this perspective of, you know, it's an emergency and it's urgent and it's terrible if it doesn't happen. So I wanted to share that because that has been made such a difference in my life. And so what does it look like to not treat things as an emergency? Like, how does that actually show up in our lives? Well, one way, obviously, is, you know, we soften. We soften, we do our best, and then we release. Much easier said than done. But reminding ourselves, life isn't an emergency. This is supposed to be fun. There's supposed to be pleasure here somewhere. I think reminding ourselves of that is really helpful. Another really helpful thing is to give ourselves perspective by asking, will this matter in 3 years? Will it matter in 3 years that I did not get the house completely tidied before I left for vacation? Will it matter in 3 years that this didn't look exactly as I expected it to? And you can also take that down. Will it matter in 3 months? Will it matter in 3 days? Will it matter in 3 hours? This is such a perspective restorer, and it totally shows us that life is not an emergency. I remember one time I got a ticket that I felt like was unfair. It was a crosswalk sting, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a ticket and I went to fight it and they didn't release it. And I had to pay, and it was like several hundred dollars. And I was like so pissed. And a friend of mine said, you know, will this really matter in like a year? Will this even matter in a few months? I mean, yes, several hundred dollars is a lot of money, but you're going to get a paycheck or you're going to earn money. Like, will it matter? Is it worth being all in a froth right now for something that truly is not going to matter in a few months? And that was such an important lesson for me because even though I remember that I had to pay that ticket, what really mattered was that lesson. So asking ourselves, will this matter in 3 years, in 3 months, in 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 hours, is another way to restore perspective. Life is not an emergency. This isn't even going to be a blip in the larger scale of our whole grand and wonderful life. And then finally, we can be forgiving with ourselves. You know, if we do turn something tiny into an emergency, let's just take it easy on ourselves. You know, old habits are hard to break. And many of us have been treating life as an emergency for a long time. So we're not going to instantly get it all right. But just reminding ourselves, this isn't an emergency. This is just the stuff of life. Like getting a ticket, getting even in a fender bender, missing a deadline, disappointing a friend. This is the stuff of life. This is not grand emergencies. And we're going to get through it. And we're definitely going to get it through it with greater ease and greater composure if we don't froth it all up into an emergency. So let's be forgiving with ourselves. Let's be gentle with ourselves. Let's try to talk to ourselves like we wish a loving, wise guide would talk to us. Let's talk to ourselves like we would to a friend. Let's talk to ourselves like we would to someone who's having a hard time. And if we can just keep in mind, life is not an emergency and things are not going to be perfect. And things not being perfect is not an emergency, and it's not an emergency when things aren't perfect. We can just take it easier on ourselves and on life and roll with the flow just a little bit better. as I said, this has been one of the most important lessons I have ever learned, and it's made a huge difference in how I feel, because I can remind myself, and I forget, of course I forget, but I can remind myself, this is not an emergency. This is just the stuff of life. Like, shit happens. And, you know, we're going to get through it, and we're going to get through it with so much more ease and gentleness when we remember that the sky is not falling. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope that remembering that life isn't an emergency just brings an instant dose of calm and relief to your life. You know, things are going to go up and down, and we're going to all get through it, and it's going to be a lot better to get through it with love and gentleness. So I extend all my love and gentleness to you. Please don't forget, if you'd like to join the book club, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. If you like this show, I'd love for you to give a rating or review and subscribe. And thank you so much. I just appreciate the chance to connect with you. Thank you so much for listening. Life is not an emergency. You are awesome. And I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.